From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. We are streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you so much for joining me today. Looking forward to a great show. It is Monday, January 20th. It is today we celebrate the Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to all of you. It is a holiday today. We'll talk a little bit about him a little bit on later in the show today. We got a jam-packed show coming to you live outside of the Mercy One studio. I'm in Port St. Lucie, Florida today, just outside of Palm Beach, and it is warm. I've been here for the last few days now, speaking tonight, tomorrow night, and on Wednesday night. So thanks for keeping me in your prayers. Believe me, I've been keeping all of you in my prayers as well, all that cold that's moved in. Deacon Dave O'Brien coming up here very soon, going to talk about yesterday's gospel and John the Baptist at 7:15. Katie Prejean McGrady today. She's an author, speaker, project manager for Ave Explores. Ave Explores is doing a four-week multimedia series examining stress, anxiety, and mental health issues. We're going to talk to Katie all about that coming up at 7:15 today. 7:25, Megan Selwood, Channel 13 meteorologist, will give us her live extended weekly forecast. Joe Stopulis at 7:40 today, going to talk about Man Up and the Men's Conference. And at 7:45, John Wing, going to be on Director of Faith Journey. We're going to talk about how to discern what is true and what is opinion. Again, jam-packed show today. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports. We'll have Jimmy Olsen on your traffic as well, and your saint of the day coming up in the second half hour. Let's get right to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Monday to you. Do we have an air temperature there in South Florida where you're at? Do we have a temperature?
Oh, I want to say it's 64 degrees right now, but yesterday it got to 82, and I'll tell you, I relished in that. I went out for a long walk yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for that. We're 82 yesterday. Well, it's 2 below 0 here in Central Iowa today. Ooh. So 84 degree difference. Thanks for thinking of us.
Yeah, I brought my parents. It didn't take much convincing either.
I'll bet not. And good for them. They get to go along and be a part of that warm weather. But we are freezing up here. Thank goodness it stopped snowing, although we're supposed to have flurries today with little or no accumulation. But it is cold, chilly, whatever you want, dangerous wind chills, you name it, we have it.
Yeah, when I get this kind of weather, I notice that my conversations with my wife get a little bit shorter and shorter on the phone. She doesn't really want to hear about it. So just so you know.
And rightly so, yes. Yes. If you check your phone, you have a certain priest that's in Cancun, and just tell him I have a special delivery of ice for him. It's a couple of truckloads of ice. Will be right in front of his rectory here in about an hour or so.
Well, stay safe there, man. There is ice on the in the parking lots and things too. So my daughter, I know, slipped on it yesterday. So make sure everyone's being careful.
Yeah. Even though everything's cleared off, it's that glaze of ice that set in with that freezing rain. You're exactly right, John. So we need to be careful with that. All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning from the Mercy One Studios here in Des Moines. Currently in Des Moines, we have cloudy skies. There is a flurry or two roaming around. Two below zero is our air temperature. Northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. So the feels like temperature outdoors right now is 18 below zero here in Central Iowa. And today we'll see partly cloudy skies. We could see a few flurries here later on today. Today's high 6 degrees. With northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. That wind chill will be 10 below or colder throughout the day here in Central Iowa. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 4 below. And then on Tuesday, sunny skies, a high of 25 degrees, and things start to thaw out by Wednesday Wednesday, rain-snow mix, warmer temperatures, a high of 37 degrees. Thursday and Friday, more of the same, a rain-snow mix both days, but temperatures in the mid-30s. Well, in the news on this Monday, which is a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, today is the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and it is a federal holiday, so no mail service today. All federal, state, county, and city offices are closed for the day. Most schools are also closed, and most banks are closed. All 6 Des Moines public libraries are closed. Garbage and recycling will be on schedule in the city of Des Moines, at least. The suburbs I'm not quite sure about, so keep that in mind throughout the day. Well, in today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print, and Friday night's basketball game, Dowling and Ames, was postponed until tonight. So yesterday we had the NFL playoffs, conference championship games. In the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years. The Chiefs down the Tennessee Titans 35-24 in Kansas City to advance. In the NFC, it was the San Francisco 49ers defeating the Green Bay Packers 37-20 out in Santa Clara, California. So the Super Bowl 54 is now set. It's the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the San Francisco 49ers. That'll be on Sunday, February 2nd, and that'll be in Miami, Florida. It'll be a kickoff at 5:30 and televised on Fox. Yesterday in women's college basketball, all four of the four schools here in the state of Iowa were in action. The Big Ten, number 22, Iowa, defeated Wisconsin 85-78 in Madison. In the Big 12, the Iowa State Cyclones, they defeated Oklahoma State 64-63 down in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And in Missouri Valley Conference play, both Drake and Northern Iowa women picking up wins. Drake defeated Evansville 108-44 at the Knapp Center in Des Moines, while Northern Iowa defeated Indiana State 73-43 in Cedar Falls. Men's college basketball yesterday in the Missouri Valley Conference. Drake men on the road, losing at Southern Illinois by the score of 66-49 in Carbondale. Tonight, it's men's college basketball in the Big 12. The Iowa State Cyclones home, and they will take on Oklahoma State. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, and the game will be televised on ESPN+. That is a paid subscription. Today, AHL hockey right here in Des Moines. It's a matinee as the Texas Stars are at the Iowa Wild. The Wild are currently in second place, and they'll face off at noon at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves on the road. They're in third place. They're at Greensboro, North Carolina, taking on the Greensboro Swarm, and they'll tip off at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls and boys basketball tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Ames at Dowling. Pregame gets underway at 6 o'clock, and we'll have the girls game at 6:15, followed by the boys game around 7:45. Join me for the call tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Ames at Dowling from the Dowling Gym in high school basketball. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in Des Moines, a very chilly 2 below 0 with cloudy skies, northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. That feels like temperature this morning is 18 below zero. And today we'll see partly cloudy skies, a few flurries, no accumulation, but just a dustiness, no possible. A high of 6 degrees here in central Iowa with northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Wind chills throughout the day at 10 below or colder. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Going to be a cold drive this morning, but should be an easy one for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A 7-minute drive as you're heading in from the west mixer to downtown, 7 minutes from the east mixer to downtown. No other problems to report as you make that drive in so far. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Deacon Dave O'Brien. It's all about soul. It's all about faith and a deeper devotion. It's all about soul. Morning, Deacon.
Good morning, John.
How you doing this morning?
Sunny Iowa.
Yeah, yeah, a little cold there. But hey, you're tough. You're tough. You preach this weekend?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What did we preach? John the Baptist and Deacon Dave O'Brien, man. If there's one person in the Bible that you remind me most of, it's him. Just, you're out there. You're ready to go.
Oh, people keep telling me that, too. You know, the old bull in a china shop guy, you know?
Yeah. That was him. He's the most underrated saint in the Catholic Church today. The most underrated saint in the Catholic Church is John the Baptist.
Not a bad comparison, you know, and because he had a job to do and he did it, and he did it the way he was called to do it. And he was just so serious about getting people ready for Christ, you know, and he knew it, and that's kind of what his job was. You know, there is this history lure out there. I can't verify the fact, you know, that he was brought up in the Essene community, and so very strict, very very orthodox, very very scripture orientated community, and so you know that he was just very someone that just was very very pointed in what he was going to do.
You know, yeah, I like to say there's those saints that you wouldn't really want to invite to your dinner parties. Today's feast day is Saint Sebastian. He's one of them, I think. John the Baptist is one of them. And it's not because, you know, they were so serious. They were so intent on bringing people to Christ Jesus. And they knew they had a mission, as you said, and they just were so laser focused. There was nothing, not even death. Not even the most gruesome forms of death were going to stop them in this. And I don't know. I think we can learn from them today. I think we could really learn from them.
Yeah, we could do that. John was never concerned about what people thought about him, that's for sure. But there was a lot of people that followed him. They thought he was the one. So, you know, the Jordan River, very sacred place. That's where he's doing the baptism. That's where the Hebrews passed over the Jordan River to come to the Promised Land. So when John's baptizing in the Jordan River, everybody's just excited about, hey, this could be it. You know, this could be the prophet that leads us into the second Exodus that they were all expecting. So it's very, you know, the geography about, you know, where things are being done is so important in Scripture. You know, you got to look at that place. Where is he doing this at? How's he doing it? And then what, you know, what's his purpose about doing all that? And it just ties all together to the excitement that these people were really expecting, you know, this new Messiah to come along, this guy that's going to lead him again out of slavery, whereas John, he had something more in mind, you know, because he knew Jesus in the sense of who he was going to be. He had something more in mind, you know, this is not going to be out of slavery this time. It's because when he says the sin of the world, see, that would have gotten their attention. You know, what is that? You know, the first part of it, the Lamb of God, that's Old Testament. You're taking me to the Exodus. You're taking me, that's what the Lamb of God was. It was the sacrifice, the blood of the Lamb on the doorpost, saved them from the angel of death. So he's got their attention. And now he says, though, it's going to take away the sin of the world. Now, where are they going to go to figure that one out? See, then you go to Isaiah 53. That takes you to Isaiah 53. See, John's being very clever here. See, Lamb of God, the blood's going to save you. Now, Isaiah 53, it's going to be the suffering servant. That's the one we read on Good Friday. You know, and he comes for the sin of the world. See, any Jew who knew Scripture would know that he's taking me to Isaiah 53. Why? See, here's the guy that's going to be the Lamb of God, the sacrifice of God, and this is how he's going to do it. He's going to suffer.
And he made his life all about it.
Yeah.
Let's pray for the courage today, this week, to be able to love Jesus as much as John the Baptist did, and to proclaim his name, to evangelize him. Would you give us your blessing?
Loving and gracious God, give us the strength to continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, that the blood of the Lamb still saves us, still avoids the eternal death that evil offers, and eternal life is what Jesus offers. And so, Lord, give us the strength to continue to persevere. We ask for all of this blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Deacon Dave O'Brien, everyone. Hey, have a great week, Deacon.
You too.
All right. A big shot in the arm every Monday morning with Deacon Dave O'Brien. I just love it. Gets me pumped. Coming up right after the break, Katie Prejean McGrady going to be on to talk about Ave Explores and a new multimedia series that they have coming out, a four-week one examining stress, anxiety, and mental health issues. I think in today's age, this is going to be good. Katie Prejean McGrady right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Monday, January 20th. And a big thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. When planting a landscape, they are passionate about providing natural solutions, creating lush and full landscape for customers to enjoy for many, many years. Their passion is for a beautiful looking landscape. That's what drives their business. Honest and integrity comes first. 493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. That is fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Thank you, Blessman International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessman International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. That's blessmaninternational.org. Positive, encouraging, inspiring music to get you through your day, available on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com. Underwritten by R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. An Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumia & Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiaAndSons.net.
Hi, this is Father Mitch Pacwa. And our Lord said if you give a cup of cold water to a disciple because he's a disciple, you get a disciple's reward. We thank you for your support of Catholic Radio because we are trying to be faithful disciples, and we trust that as you are generous, our Lord will also reward you with a disciple's reward.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Whoa!
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. It is Monday, January 20th. Today we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is a national holiday today, and the Catholic bishops, I know Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles, the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, did release a statement saying, as our nation prepares to commemorate the life and witness of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., we are grateful for his courageous stand in solidarity with all who suffer injustice and his witness of love and nonviolence in the struggle of social change. He said, though, but we are once again painfully aware that we are still far off from his dream for America, the beloved community for which he gave his life. So today we work towards that for justice and peace. Also, friends, I want to point you, while we're waiting for Katie to come on air, I want to point you to the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. If you have not gotten your ticket yet, what are you waiting for? This might be our biggest and best conference yet. I'm telling you, we've been working hard on it. I know Joe Stopulos has really taken the reins of this. We're going to talk about it in the second half hour a little bit too. But those of you that don't listen to the second half hour and only listen in the first, I want you to get your ticket today. Sons of the Father, the Iowa Catholic Radio, excuse me, the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. Matt Campbell is going to be the keynote speaker. Yes, the head football coach of the Iowa State Cyclones. We are so excited to be able to welcome him in to the Embassy Suites where we will be there. Just go to iowacatholicmensconference.com and you'll see a big red button that says get your tickets today. You can get them right online and they are easy and they're inexpensive too. $20. All right. Just $20 is it. So I don't know about you, but I'm in on that. I am in. And you know, listen, I've talked to guys before and some have said, that's just not something that I do. I don't really do men's conferences, or they maybe have a men's group that they meet with early in the morning. And maybe every Friday. I know some that do Bible studies every other week. Those are amazing. And you got to have those. A conference without kind of plugging back in, which is something we're really going to try to do for a lot of men out there that don't have that. But a conference without that, I think, can be pointless. But one of the reasons why we have a conference like this and we gather 500, 750, 1,000 men is to really energize us to meet new guys, to build that community even stronger and even bigger than the one maybe you have right now. Because it can be easy for us to kind of turn inward on ourselves and turn in and just kind of make this all about us or make this about these two or three guys that I'm meeting with. And again, it's important to be able to have those two or three guys, but I think it's also important to be able to plug into the community outside of this, outside of maybe the one or the network you're already in right now. So please, if you have not gotten your ticket yet, get your ticket at iowacatholicmensconference.com. And again, Coach Matt Campbell, come on. Even you Hawk fans out there, even you Hawk fans are going to be excited about this one. I know I am. And I'll be emceeing it too. I hesitated in saying that because that might turn people away. Well, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get to... Oh, we got her. There she is. Katie Prejean-McGrady. Hi, Katie.
Hey, John. Sorry about that. I was running
out
of toddlers.
That's okay. No problem. Well, that's the way it works. That's the way it works. Let's talk about Avi Explores. For those that don't know what Avi Explores is yet, what is it?
So Avi Explores is an initiative of Ave Maria Press where we explore different topics that are relevant to Catholics who want to grow deeper in their faith every day.
As simple as that. You are doing a four-week multimedia series examining stress, anxiety, and mental health issues. I don't know if there's a better time with what, in our world today, to be able to release a four-part series like this. I have read study after study that is showing people are more stressed and more anxious than they've ever been. Young people reporting levels of happiness lower than they've ever been, and health issues, mental health issues, just on the rise. So, I mean, I think you're hitting the niche in this, but some may say, well, I mean, we have our faith. We have the kind of the spiritual aspect. Why do we need to kind of dip into this arena? What would you say?
Yeah. So, I mean, mental health care is not just, we can pray away my depression. I can just talk to Father and all of a sudden I won't be anxious anymore. You know, it's no different than if I had cancer, I would go to an oncologist, or if I have a broken arm, I would have a cast put on, right? There are medical professionals that can help us heal the mind in such a way that we're able to then live through life and thrive. And one of the kind of the key elements of this project, I had a conversation with my own therapist, and he basically told me, he said, you know, Jesus cares about your mental health. And that completely changed my perspective, because I had never really thought before that anybody cared about it except me. You know, maybe my family, maybe my husband, maybe my kid in the future obviously would want me to be not anxious or depressed or overly stressed about things, but that Jesus Christ, who wants a relationship with all of us and longs to be close to us, he wants me to be healthy. And so part of this project is really trying to help people recognize there can be a spiritual component to becoming more mentally healthy, but also there are professionals that can help get you there, and Christ would want you to take that path. He would want you to take that avenue and really try to talk about it from all angles.
Sure. Who are some of the experts that you got in this?
So we've got everybody from Greg Popchak all the way to Scott Wieman, who wrote an excellent piece about addiction and addiction recovery. We have a few pieces from people who themselves have struggled with mental health, but are also mental health professionals. So Roy Pettifee, Allison Ricciardi. One of my favorite pieces that quite a few people have really resonated with, we had a piece from Father Joshua Whitfield. He's a priest of the Diocese of Dallas, who's actually a convert from the Anglican Church. So he's part of the Diocese of Dallas. He's married himself, so he has a really interesting perspective on things. He wrote a great piece on the difference between spiritual direction and therapy. and how the two can work in tandem, but how they're not the same thing. We have an excellent piece coming up from Mary Lenneberg, who's an Ave author, writing about grief and really kind of walking through the valley of grief as a married couple after they lost their daughter who had special needs. So really, a varied perspectives are offered on how to become more mentally healthy.
What if I'm going to watch this four-week piece that you guys are doing, what ultimately do you hope John Leonetti comes away with?
You know, that one, that you are loved, even if you're dealing with a mental health crisis or struggle or just, you know, systematic depression or, you know, situational depression or normalized anxiety, like whatever it is that you're dealing with, the church doesn't reject you, and we don't want you to know that, we want you to feel that you're alone. We want you to recognize that you are not walking through this by yourself. The second kind of goal of this is to really prompt people to seek out help if they need it, or to help their friends find that help if they need it, but to recognize that there's hope in the midst of these dark valleys, that there is a light that they can follow, that there is a path forward towards healing, and we're kind of going to show them some of those avenues and ways to do it. And really just, again, like, walk with people. That's the whole point of Ave Explorers. It's what we did with the first series on Our Lady and Mary, and really encouraging people to get to know her. And so this one, it's almost kind of, all right, well, now let's look at ourselves. What are your triggers for stress? What are your causes of anxiety? When are the moments when you've really been in the valley and the pit of grief and despair? And how can we walk through that? How can we thrive in this life?
You got a lot of work to do with me.
Well, call me anytime, and I'll answer on time, I promise.
I am an anxiety-ridden man. I'm Italian, so it comes with the territory. But I am definitely going to take part in this. I think this will be phenomenal. And friends, more than anything, I hope that what this can do, this four-week multimedia series, can help to continue, even with all the movements and many things that are happening right now, give voice and help people understand, to take away the stigma that is still attached to mental health, stress and anxiety, and so many different of these issues. It sounds like this thing is really going to knock it out of the park, Katie. You guys are tapping into something, I think, that's a gold mine here for what many people are needing in today's culture. Katie Prejean-McGrady, hey, you working on another book?
Yes, I'm working on something about Our Lady. That's all I can say right now.
Nice. That's all you can say right now? All right, I'll take it.
Katie
Prejean-McGrady, what's your website?
So everybody can find the Ave Maria Press stuff over at AveMariaPress.com, or just go over to KatiePrejean.com. Sorry for the toddler in the background. KatiePrejean.com, and you can find all my stuff there.
That's awesome. Go give her a hug for all of us. All right. God bless
you. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Katie Prejean-McGrady, everyone. She's a great author. She's written a couple books, and I know they are very good. So Katie Prejean-McGrady. Coming up, Joe Stopulis in the second half hour. We are going to continue to talk a little bit about this men's conference and how we can get everyone, every single man listening to this show right now, tapped in. And John Wynn at 7:45 today, director of Faith Journey, how to discern what is true and what is opinion. There's a lot of people out there that say they are they have facts, or that they, you know, I have discovered the truth. You also sometimes hear people that talk about truth relatively. Well, you have your truth and I have my truth. What is all that about? How do we wade through some of those waters? We'll have that coming up in at 7:45 today. Let's go to Megan Selwell, Channel 13 meteorologist. Live from the polar vortex is Megan Selwa. Hi, Megan.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it definitely feels that way. Winter has finally arrived here in central Iowa. And John, I just want to apologize. I haven't been on with you lately. We've had a lot of craziness going on at Channel 13. So things have kind of been all in turmoil, but looking good. So
I know how busy you are. You got it going, especially, you know, I mean, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you know, today, and all the cold and everything. You guys are probably working overtime. You saw this one coming, though.
Oh, yeah. We knew that this storm was going to be coming in and going to be bringing us some measurable snowfall. And as many of you probably already heard, we saw just over about 6 inches in the Des Moines metro area. And in general, it was 4 to 6 across central Iowa. So we're getting a little break right now, but it's definitely cold. temperatures this morning are below zero right now, as are those wind chills down near 20 below. We have cloudy skies. We may see a few flurries or light snow showers this morning. Temperatures will only warm up to about 7 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, skies will become partly cloudy, but it will be another cold night with temperatures dropping to 5 below. But we'll start a warming trend into Tuesday. By Tuesday afternoon, we'll be in the teens. We will have mostly sunny skies, and by the evening, we'll be in the 20s. We are going to keep rising from there on Tuesday into Wednesday morning. In fact, we're going to see temperatures in the 20s through the night on Tuesday, and on Wednesday we'll reach about 36 degrees. We will start to have more clouds on Wednesday, and there is even a chance of seeing a little light mix early in the morning transitioning to some rain showers because temperatures will go just above freezing. On Thursday and Friday, we stay cloudy, and temperatures will reach 37 on Thursday and 36 on Friday. We will see chances of both rain and snow showers each day. Again, it's going to depend on where our temperature is sitting at the time that the precipitation is moving through, in what form that it's going to fall. So it does look a little unsettled, but not as cold at the end of the week. So, and then next weekend looking pretty quiet, mostly sunny to mostly partly sunny skies and temperatures in the mid-30s.
I'm just outside of Palm Beach right now, and they told me that there's a cold front moving in here.
Yeah.
It's going to get to 68 degrees today. So I don't think they understand cold front, Megan.
Yeah, no, it's definitely relative to where you are located. In fact, probably the front that moved through here on Friday is the one that's now approaching you guys, but in Florida. So it definitely does moderate as it goes down, but brings them some cooler air.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm getting blamed for it, too, coming from Iowa. Megan Selwa, Channel 13 meteorologist. Thanks for coming on Mondays, Megan. Appreciate it.
Have a great week.
All right. You as well. Coming up, Joel Stopulis, John Wynn, all in the second half hour. John Leonetti in the morning right here, live outside of the Mercy One studio. Monday, January 20th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The road should be good. Jimmy Olson will have your update for you right after this break as well. Don't go anywhere, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And I want to thank Dean Bell for underwriting the show. I got to guard him sometimes when we play pickup basketball, and most of the time that doesn't end well for me. But besides on the court, he's a heck of a nice guy, a kind man, a man that puts his faith above everything. Bell Construction, 30 years, residential re-roofs, 963-4494. That's roofingankeny.com, serving all of Central Iowa. roofingankeny.com. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. Continuing a theme in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is careful to not so quickly and explicitly reveal his identity as the Messiah. In this passage, he does so in a subtle and implicit way. He wants the people who question him to expand their horizons and to not try to force him into their expectations of the Messiah. That God would become incarnate, in other words, become one of us, is so radical and unique that it requires us to not rely exclusively on mere earthly knowledge and to take on a new way of thinking.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Ladies, join us for the first Mosaic Luncheon of the year on Thursday, February 13th at St. Teresa's Church. Our featured speaker is Chris Magruder, founder of The Veil Removed, a short film about what happens at Mass that we cannot see. She will talk about the miracles surrounding this project and the many graces that continue to be received. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch is from 12 to 1. Sign up now at iowacatholicradio.com or call 223-1150.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Deacon Tony Valdez. Would you consider a $30 a month donation? Your support keeps Iowa Catholic Radio on the air, connecting people to Christ.
The Spring Carathon starts Monday, February 17th. Whoa!
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show, as always. It is Monday, January 20th. It is today we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. and all the work that he did for justice and peace in the racial divides. We still have a lot of work to do, but we celebrate him today. And of course, in doing so, it is a national holiday, so many people are taking a break from work as well. Hopefully you're listening on the app. If you're not in the car right now, thanks for being a part of the show. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Your saint quote of the day comes from Saint Teresa of Avila. There are more tears shed over answered prayers than over unanswered prayers. Think about that. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How's everything down there in South Florida while you're basking in a cold front, 60 degrees? We have below zero temperatures here this morning.
Yeah, they're saying 68 is going to be the high today, and everyone's blaming me for bringing the Iowa cold weather here. So I don't know. I'm not going to win.
I'm sorry to hear that. They think it's supposed to be in the 80s all the time down there, and you bring 60s to their weather, huh? Interesting.
82 yesterday, but I think that's going to be the high for the rest of the week. But I think they said yesterday this was the warmest place in the country. So I was okay with that. I know mm-hmm. my parents were too.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. Now, you being a Viking fan, were you rooting for the Packers yesterday because your Vikings lost to San Francisco? How does that work with Packer Nation and Vikings?
Well, I was gonna save that. Like you'll hear all about it when I talk to John Wynn, who's a huge Packer fan. But yes, I was relishing in that slaughter of the Packers yesterday. So very, very happy about that. Wow. Sorry to all my Green Bay fans.
There's some bitterness there. But you've got to remember, a week ago, it was the Vikings that got beat by the 49ers. And then yesterday was just happened to be the Packers' turn. So I just wondered how that analogy worked, and now I understand.
No, listen, the Vikings, I never really believed we'd get as far as we did, but I was happy about it. This is going to be, though, one of the more fun Super Bowl games to watch that I can remember. So it's going to be a great matchup.
Now, if you're Joe Montana, for folks that don't remember Joe Montana, Notre Dame grad and played for the 49ers, led them to a couple Super Bowls, then went over to Kansas City. What does Joe Montana do? Who does he root for?
Because he played for both. I think he's got to go 49ers. He won his Super Bowls there. I don't know how you deviate from that.
It is going to be a great matchup. A lot of little stories in between, John. So it'll be a fun week. Now, unfortunately, the Super Bowl's not for 2 weeks. So we got to wait. We got the Pro Bowl next Sunday, I think, and then the Super Bowl. So we got some time to think about this.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I think the line right now, Vegas has it at what, Chiefs 1.5, so 1.5, which tells you that everyone believes it's going to be a close and fun game. So start planning that Super Bowl party now, friends.
There you go. Looking forward to it. All right, let's get right to it this morning from the Mercy One Studios here in Central Iowa. Right now we have cloudy skies, a flurry or two here in Central Iowa. 2 degrees below zero is our air temperature with a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and that feels like temperatures 18 below zero this morning here in Central Iowa. So a very cold morning, and some dangerous wind chills still linger from this past week. And today we're going to see partly cloudy skies, a few flurries possible, high of 6 degrees, northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Those wind chills will be at 10 degrees below zero and colder throughout the day here in Central Iowa. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 4 below zero. And then tomorrow begins to warm up, sunny skies, a high of 25 degrees for your Tuesday. Wednesday, a rain snow mix and a high of 37 degrees. The temperatures continue to increase, but we're going to see precipitation back in the forecast. Thursday and Friday, more of the same, rain, snow mix, highs in the mid-30s. Well, in the news on this Monday, which is Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday, today is a federal holiday. There will be no mail service today. All federal, state, county, and city offices are closed today. Most schools are closed, and most banks are also closed today due to the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. All 6 Des Moines public libraries are closed, and garbage and recycling will be on schedule in the city of Des Moines today. The other communities need to check with your local communities with their time schedule for that. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And yesterday, the NFL playoffs, as we talked about earlier, the conference championship games, and in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years as the Chiefs down the Tennessee Titans 35-24 in Kansas City. In the NFC, well, the San Francisco 49ers defeated the Green Bay Packers 37-20 out in Santa Clara, California. So that sets up Super Bowl 54 on Sunday, February 2nd in Miami, Florida. San Francisco 49ers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. They'll kick off at 5:30 and it'll be televised on Fox. Yesterday, women's college basketball, all four four women's teams in the state of Iowa were in action, including number 22, Iowa. The Iowa Hawkeyes winning on the road at Wisconsin, 85-78. In the Big 12, the Iowa State women defeated Oklahoma State 64-63 down in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And in Missouri Valley Conference play, Drake and Northern Iowa picking up wins. The Drake women defeated Evansville 108-44 in Des Moines at the Knapp Center, while Northern Iowa defeated Indiana State 73-43 in Cedar Falls. Men's college basketball yesterday in the Missouri Valley Conference, Drake Bulldogs on the road losing at Southern Illinois by the score of 66-49 in Carbondale. Today it's AHL hockey right here in Des Moines. The Iowa Wild hosting Texas. The Wild are in second place, and they'll face off this afternoon at noon at Wells Fargo Arena. And in NBA G League basketball later on this afternoon, the third place Iowa Wolves on the road at Greensboro, North Carolina, taking on the Greensboro Swarm, and they'll tip off at 4 o'clock in North Carolina. Today's Dallin Catholic Sports Calendar. Well, we have high school girls and boys basketball tonight right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Ames at Dowling. They'll try it again. They were snowed out on Friday night. They'll make it up tonight. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock from the Dowling Gym with the call. We'll also have games tomorrow night. Dowling hosting Waukee tomorrow night, and on Friday, the Maroons hosting Johnson. So three games this week here on Iowa Catholic Radio, beginning tonight with Dowling and Ames here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Pregame, 6 o'clock. And once again, from the Mercy One Studios here in Des Moines, cloudy skies, some flurries in the area, 2 below zero, northwest winds at 9 miles per hour, making the feels like temperature at 18 below. And today we will have partly cloudy skies. Could be a few flurries here in Central Iowa. Today's high, 6 degrees, northwest winds at 5 miles per hour, keeping that wind chill at 10 below and colder throughout the day. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Again, not a bad drive through this morning, besides the cold weather as you are making your way in. If you're working today,
on the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. 8 minutes to downtown on 235 from the West Mixer, and then 7 minutes from the East Mixer into downtown. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's Travick on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Now, this saint was so heroic that he was already being venerated in the time of Saint Ambrose. Today we celebrate Saint Sebastian. He was an early Christian martyr. Now, there's not a ton known about Sebastian, at least with certainty, but some of the stories that we do know are just fantastic. He is believed to have joined the Roman army because it was only from that position that he could help Christians as they were being executed, martyred. Eventually, he was found out, though, and Emperor Diocletian, yeah, he sentenced him to death. He was shot several times by arrows. When fellow Christians came to bury his body, he was found to still be alive. Instead of fleeing Rome to save his life, which I know I would do, Sebastian found a spot he knew the emperor would pass by, and he waited there for him. Sebastian began heckling the emperor, challenging him for his cruelty towards Christians. Embarrassed that Sebastian was still alive after he had ordered him executed, the emperor decided to kill him a different way. Sebastian was clubbed to death, and his body was buried in Appian, in the Appian Way, near present-day Basilica of St. Sebastian. Sebastian is the patron saint of athletes, police, and, of course, archers. We ask today St. Sebastian to pray for us. Amen. And thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our saint of the day. A family man that knows how important wills and estate planning is. I was just talking to my mom about this the other day. Got to get that done, everyone. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. I think we've got Joe Stopulis here. What's going on, Joe?
The segue from St. Sebastian to estate planning, John. Very smooth there. Good job.
You like that? You like that? You got to make sure you have your affairs in order here. Let's talk about the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. Man, I'm pumped. I'm pumped.
I'll tell you, John, I've been telling everyone about it, and I think there's an excitement level, not just from you and I and the planning committee, but I'm hearing from a lot of people, John.
Now, the verdict is still out. Are you going to wear Hawkeye gear with Coach Matt Campbell on that stage?
Matt, all I'm concerned about right now, John, is delivering a message right now. I just want to make sure the men are fed. I will at least make some references to the Iowa Hawkeyes being the superior team in the state, but I'm not sure I'm going to wear it on my sleeve necessarily.
Yep. That's all right. Your most convincing argument to a guy right now that's listening to this show that's on the fence about going to this Catholic Men's Conference.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a few things. I wrote a little letter to the editor for the Mirror, and my thought is this, John. Guys will, without thinking about it, spend 4 hours watching a football game. I bet you a lot of your listeners did yesterday spend 4 hours watching football. They'll spend 4 hours playing golf, and they won't think twice about those things. We're asking for only four hours. I mean, really, we're only really asking for three. We'd like you to come to Mass if you can. And these 3 hours between you, me, and Matt Campbell will be life-changing. And these will be getting you excited, especially with the timing right before Lent. I just feel the opportunity to really affect men's lives, to launch a men's movement here in Des Moines is ripe for the picking. And I feel really good about it. And it's only 3 hours, John. If you can't give 3 hours to the Lord, I don't know what to tell you, John. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
I'm all in, man. I'm all in. What do you have on your show today?
Today is the final installment of the Great Men of the Bible series, John. And it is, there's a lot of guys in the New Testament. We could have kept this thing going for another 6 months. I decided who better to bring on to cover every, like a 2-minute soundbite on everybody than Father PJ McManus. So Father PJ is going to join me today, and we're just going to kind of wrap up all the guys we couldn't touch on, just due to timing, quite frankly, because this week is basically a year in the timeline. So we thought, okay, we got to wrap it up. So Father PJ is going to come on and really just help us tie a bow on the final episode of the Great Men of the Bible series.
I love it, man. You can listen, friends, at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the evening. Joe Stopulis, host of Man Up. Talk to you soon, brother.
See you, man.
IowaCatholicMen'sConference.com, friends. Go get your tickets today. When we come back, John Wynn, the difference between opinion and truth and how to discern it. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning here on this Monday morning. And a big thanks to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Quality, no, not just the customer service. The commitment to the quality of workmanship and the materials and equipment is next to none. Originally founded in 1999, that's nearly 20 years in business. GoldenRulePHC.com. That is GoldenRulePHC.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Monday, January 20th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Celebrating a birthday today is Father Dan Sipker. Father Sipker is pastor of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary Parish in Glenwood. Happy birthday. Registration is open for Catholic Youth Camp. Open to youth going into third grade through high school, the camp has new and exciting things to share. Two high school camps, discounts for weeks 2 and 5, and a discount if you send a student to more than 1 week of camp. And don't forget about the brand new cabins. Visit stmcenter.com to learn more. Have you checked out Bishop Johnson's new radio show? You can tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bishop Johnson also wants to hear from you. Tell him how you've experienced God working in your life, and Bishop Johnson may talk about it on one of his upcoming radio shows. Just text 515-223-1150 with the hashtag Bishop. It's 515-223-1150. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Winwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. An Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumia & Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiaAndSons.net.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines, or on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you for joining me today, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Monday, January 20th. Today is a holiday, a national holiday, where we celebrate the life and work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today and his work for racial equality and peace and justice. You can go to the USCCB, United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, where they have some words there, catholicnewsagency.com, some reflections on that. Let's go to John Wynn. Hey, John.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing fine this morning. Now, you're talking about truth and opinion and how we can discern that this morning. One thing we know is true is the Packers were really out of their league yesterday.
I think it's one of those things. You talk about opinion and truth. My opinion of them is that they're a Super Bowl champion team, and the truth is they clearly are not.
It's the way it worked, man. Hey, in our world today, when we talk about relativism, you have your truth, I have my truth. It's a dangerous ideology because really it doesn't even make sense on the most basic grounds of reason and logic. How do we discern that in a culture that is so confusing and hostile towards absolute truth today?
Yeah, you know, when I taught at Dowling, I began my classes by telling my students, listen, you're not entitled to your opinion. And by opinion, I don't mean you know, what their favorite TV show is or what their favorite cakes and things are. By opinion, I mean, when it comes to convictions of things like morality, of a political system, of how we should treat another human being, they need to have some sort of well-reasoned argument as to how to lay out the foundation for why they prefer this system over another. So, for instance, you talk about relativism as opposed to objective morality, right? How do we discern what is true? And truth is defined, technically defined, as the conformity between the intellect, what we think, and the real world. So if what we think in the real world matches up, then that's true. And truth then becomes discoverable. It's for us to discover. It's not something that I have possession of. So it's actually apropos that we talk about this today, because we look at the work of Dr. Martin Luther King. We look at segregation, right? It was once illegal to fight against segregation. And so legality is not a measure by which we ought to use to say that a thing is moral or not. Well, what is morality? Well, then morality, then treating another human person, the dignity of another human person, lies outside of what I may think that person is worth. At one point in this country, we thought that colored people were worth 3/5 of a person. At one point in the history of the world, we thought, or at least to the Germans, the Jews were non-people, right? So how do we discern these things? Well, we discern these things, I think, in at least for us, for us Catholics, we discern them through prayer, first and foremost. We take that to prayer. And then we have to form our conscience. How do we do that? Well, we read. We learn from the magisterium. We learn from the saints. We learn from those who have gone before us. We read the material and take into heart what our Lord teaches us and the tradition that teaches us. And then we have conversations, not to win arguments, but to enter into dialogue. Again, the word dialogue, you know, dialogos, through reason. That's the Greek. Through reason, we hope to come to truth. And then we listen. That's the other thing, too. The posture of listening is so important in learning on how to discern truth, because if we just keep talking, trying to talk over one another, we won't learn anything.
I think you're exactly right. And, you know, the biggest thing for me, and I think in our culture today, and I'm running up against the clock here, is that we have to help the culture. The culture has to begin to help people learn how to think rather than not just telling them what to think. And I think that's a big, big issue that we're facing today, especially with young people. I got to let you go on that. John Dewey Nguyen, everyone. John Nguyen, talk to you soon, brother. Hey, friends, go to the diocesan website and learn more about Faith Journey. God bless you, man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, that's John Nguyen, everyone. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and to bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. That puts this show in the books today, friends. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow outside of the Mercy One studio. I'm John Leonetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Weary land where many a dream hath died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.